Okay, would you mind just introducing yourself?
I'm Elizabeth Wheeler.
So can you tell me, where do you live?
Newark, New Jersey.
How long have you lived in Newark?
I would say since a long time.
A long time.
Right.
Did you raise your family here?
Yes.
Yeah. How did you get to Newark? Were you born in this
No,
area?
I was born in Bainbridge, Georgia. My mother and I came here when I was young, and I grew up here in Newark, New Jersey.
Do you mind telling me what year you were born?
No. 1928.
So you've been in Newark and you've seen a lot of the changes of things happening here?
I believe so.
Yeah. So what was it like being in Newark during, let's say, the 50s and 60s, especially with the Newark Rebellion and all that going on? Do you have any memories from that time?
I think the only memories I have is that I've always avoided difficulties. I haven't had any.
Has Newark changed a lot since you were young?
I don't think it's changed a lot, dear.
All right. So can you tell me, are there any places here, any neighborhoods or buildings that you have a particular connection to or memories around?
Oh, sure. To Rutgers, the graduate and undergraduate schools, of course.
Can you tell us why you have a connection to Rutgers?
Of course, because I attended them. And it's been wonderful.
You also worked at Rutgers for
yes,
a while.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. What department did you work in?
Physics.
Physics. For a long time, too, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes. Any other places in Newark that bring up memories for you?
The only places that I have would be where I went to school and where I maybe touched bases here and there with the city. So it's just familiarity.
Gotcha. Can you tell me where you went to school?
Sure. I went to Morton Street School in Newark, Southside High in Newark, and Rutgers University in Newark.
What did you study at Rutgers?
Business.
Business?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Adrian told me that you also used to work at, was it Bamberger's?
Bamberger's.
Bamberger's.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about that? What was it like?
Oh, it was a very wonderful experience. It was a job that I loved, and I worked there and enjoyed my job at Bamberger's.
What was your position?
At Bamberger's, I was, business associate.
A business associate.
Mm-hmm.
Did Adrian tell you about the Halsey Street excavation that happened when they were, so Rutgers built a new honors living and learning community building on, what is it, New Street? Halsey?
New Halsey and Washington.
Yeah, New Halsey and Washington. And while they were preparing to build it, they dug up and did this big excavation, and they dug up a lot of artifacts. Things from the 1800s, the 1900s.
Well, I don't think I would have had anything that would have been of interest to them.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just bringing it up because this
But I'm saying even if I felt they may have dug up something, I don't think that it would have pertained to me.
Oh, it would not have pertained to you, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, well then, just for you, do you ever think about your life and the way that the objects around you might reflect some of your stories. I see in your house you have a lot of photos and books and objects. Are there any objects that you feel a strong connection to that talk about your story?
Well, I know that from the beginning, you know, from my early days at Morton Street School, right on through Southside High, right on through Rutgers University. Mm-hmm. So my beginning and, you know, my ending is right in one spot almost.
All of those places here mm-hmm. in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with me or tell me?
Oh, I think it's pretty much told here.
Okay.
I went to elementary school here, Morton Street School. I went to Southside High School and to Rutgers University. And those are my experiences, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in terms of education. Mm-hmm. It was really very great and rewarding to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay.